Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming up.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. Kim on a whim.
Some pretty disturbing new details were just released yesterday about the Covenant school shooting in Nashville, Tennessee that happened, well, almost 2 years ago. I guess, you know what? We just did have the two-year anniversary of this. I keep forgetting it's already April. March 27th, 2023. You'll remember that Audrey Hale went in there and opened fire. It was devastating because you had six people, including three children, who were shot and killed in that school shooting. And this 44-page summary that police just released gives some chilling new details, including the possible motive. They're saying there was no manifesto officially.
Oh, come on.
Officially.
There were multiple manifestos.
They found 16 notebooks that detailed some thoughts she was having, anger that was very obvious, and this very detailed plan that she had over a span of several years. And it was not just Covenant School that she had initially wanted to hit. It was other schools. She was obsessed with Columbine, and she wanted to basically emulate that. There were three major reasons, though, why police believe Audrey Hale targeted Covenant School. Listen to this.
There are three major reasons why Hale targeted the Covenant School on March 27th, 2023. One, it provided infamy, given that it was a private Christian school. Two, the kids and the teachers at the school wouldn't be able to put up much of a fight. And three, she had a connection to the school. She attended elementary school there for 4 years. This part's hard to stomach. Hale never remarked or wrote about being ostracized or bullied there. Police believe there was no specific reasons why she chose the victims at Covenant. Police say it was just that they were small children and it would increase her renown.
Doesn't that just gut you?
Who was that? Was that a reporter?
That was Jeremy Finley. I actually used to work with him.
Oh, okay.
That's my old station in Nashville.
Yeah.
It's the fact that she went after this school just because the children were the targets and they would be easy targets is just
this
mom hurts so bad.
This report reeks of politics. It took them 2 years to accumulate a report that could have been written in 3 days. They have her man. It's just like, it's not unlike the Gateway shooting over here, right? The Gateway Performing Arts Center. Why did it take 2 years to turn that report out? There were no other shooters, which is what they determined here.
Correct.
Took them 2 years to determine there were no other shooters. They killed the only person with the gun who was there. It's ridiculous how long this took. What they've tried to do here is massage this story to not be what it is. And I don't know anything about the politics in Nashville Are they a bunch of hard lefties?
Nashville, it's kind of like a lot of communities, including here in St. Louis, where the city itself is liberal. They have a liberal mayor, but then the outskirts of Nashville, they tend to be more conservative.
But the Metro Police Department is controlled by that liberal mayor.
Yes.
And here's my point on that. This is Michael Leahy, who's an editor apparently at the Nashville Star and has his own radio show in Nashville. He was astounded by what he read in this. Listen.
Yeah, and back to the issue of motive. It's interesting. I'm looking at this and I'm not seeing any mention of the fact that she self-identified as a transgender male.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
I noticed that as well, Michael. It seems as though I didn't want to make the condemnation until I could really do a control F and determine this verifiably, but it seems as though they completely ignored all mention of the killer's gender identity, which, if you've read even 5 pages of the killer's journal available at TennesseeStar.com, you have to be a crazy person to not mention that every other page, I'm a transgender, nobody accepts me. I want to kill everybody because I'm a transgender and nobody accepts me.
Yet they drew the conclusion in this report that took 2 years to write. They never mentioned the word transgender in the entire report. It's outrageous.
If this whole issue of gender identity were not a factor in the shooting, we would have had the results, the summary, far earlier.
That had to be probably
the biggest. It says during the autopsy, it was determined that Hale was biologically female.
Yes.
This is what's really eerie to me. So September 14th, 2021, said that Audrey went to Covenant, said she was an alumni, asked for a tour, and was given that tour, and was going around taking videos and pictures of the individual rooms. Is that not just so creepy? Because obviously, that, you know, 2 years before this attack, she was clearly planning to do it and was making sure she had a good picture of the layout of the school.
As far back as 2017, they found all these other journals, as you mentioned, and yet they claimed that she didn't have a manifesto, number one. She had multiple manifestos. Maybe the most outrageous thing, beyond not admitting that her transgender identity had something to do with this, they are in denial about the fact that she was in a mental health crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this Tom Patrick. He's the reporter for the Tennessee Star who read this entire report. Listen to this.
But a couple of key takeaways. Metro Nashville says there is nobody else responsible for this incident. That was one of the reasons why it took over 2 years for this report to be concluded. But no mental health professionals, no one in the family, none of the people who sold her firearms are to be held responsible. They also determined that Audrey Elizabeth Hale was, in fact, a sane person at the time of her attack.
They
revealed that she was considered for an intensive outpatient therapy program multiple times, at least twice, but that her parents, who were paying for her therapy for her 22 years of mental health treatment, simply could not afford such a program.
Well, I will say the mental health issue in our country needs some serious work because a lot of people struggle with that.
You're not saying if you shoot up an elementary school.
Well, right. She was fantasizing about killing all of these people. She was dreaming up attacking other schools. There's no way you can convince me that you're sane if that's where your head's at.
I know a lot of police officers. I can't think of any of them that would buy into this. They had to have been forced at gunpoint to write a report like this. It's laughable when you look at what it contains. Everybody knows what happened there that day. She went to school there. She hated their Christian ideology. She identified as a boy, even though she was a biological girl. She was angry at society for not accepting that she was a man, even though she was a woman, and she took out her mental illness on these innocent children because she knew they couldn't fight back.
And that apparently she had no friends, that instead she confided in stuffed animals. It said she assigned them names, personalities, took them wherever she traveled.
But she was
a
sane
totally
person.
Fine. Yeah.
Oh, my
A lot
goodness.
Of anger. I mean, it's when you looked at the initial, I think it was a couple pages that were released, remember, initially several months ago. And even those were very dark.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the drawings on them.
The Tennessee Star has made available the original manifesto. The first one is available. You can go on there and they'll let you download the whole thing and you can look through the pages of doodlings, and it's a diary of a madman, with all due respect to Ozzy Osbourne. That's what this was. It's the diary of a mad woman is what it was. And for them to just take 2 years to try to whitewash this thing is unbelievable. I was gap-jawed as I was reading that story this morning, and I'm so glad that you brought it up, because you saw the same thing with the Gateway thing. The person that sold him the guns faced zero charges from the ATF, even though they clearly have laws against giving guns to people who shouldn't have them and who are mentally unstable. And they took the gun away, and his family gave it back to him.
Well, see, in this case, it sounds like the family and the therapist found out that Audrey had a gun and took it away, because it says in October 2020, Hale purchased a gun using federal student loan money, and again purchased another gun about a year later, not even a year later, a handful of months later, and then again those guns were taken away, so she went back and purchased more, and I guess that was what she ultimately used.
Wow.
The whole thing is just very odd.
She should have been committed to a mental institution, but her parents couldn't afford it. That's where the flaw is in our mental health situation in this country. There's no teeth in the laws to get somebody committed when they're a clear threat to themselves or someone else. It's just not easy. It's not easy. I know this from personal experience of a family member that they tried to get committed for help, and they spent 8 hours waiting in a lobby for somebody to come out and just do an intake interview, and then they rejected it because they didn't have any beds.
Mm-hmm.
It was nuts.
Well, and doesn't the person who's being committed or potentially committed have to be willing? It's kind of like
how
if you're struggling with alcohol abuse, you can't be dragged into a facility and be forced to check in.
I think the court can do that to you, but your family members can't.
Right. So if you have someone who's just very concerned about your mental illness, they can't say, you need this, despite you telling me, no, I don't want to go, I'm fine. If they claim that, then... Right? There's nothing that can be done?
It really is. I don't know. Thank you for bringing that story up, because I had seen that headline and I heard a little bit of that sound this morning myself. Wow.
Get more at 971talk.com.